Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today speaking here with the Youth Services Librarian, Laura Pieper. Laura, thank you so much for joining me.
It's always a pleasure, Shaquan.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, as we enter the month of November, then let's get started here. Art on the Prairie coming up in November, November 8th and 9th. And, you know, there's the Tiny Art Show. I know it's your guys' first time. And you guys even will have stuff, artwork from the kids.
That's right. We're really excited about our new Tiny Art Show. They're little tiny canvases, 4 by 4 inch by 4 inch. And we got them from all people from all around the community, parents, grandparents, even babies. But we also, one of our librarians, Kayla Rothmeyer, went out to the PACES after school program at the elementary. Everybody in the PACES program has done one of these canvases. So we're really excited to have their families come and see them and take a look. And a lot of our larger families, especially the homeschool families who come to the library every week, have also done those tiny art projects as well. And I can't forget, during the Art on the Prairie, we're going to have the student art exhibit from students throughout Perry Community Schools, from the elementary all the way up to the high school. Their art's going to be on display as well. So the Tiny Art Show starts during Art on the Prairie, November 8th through the 9th, during regular library hours, and then it will continue the Tiny Art Show through the 15th here at the library. So we're really excited about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be great, and to see all the different kinds of art that will be on display from everyone. So thank you for talking about that. Now we'll dive into more of your regularly scheduled programming. We'll start here with your story times. And yeah, you got a variety of these, but we'll start with the budding bookworm.
Yes, I'm actually really excited this month about my story times, because my theme this month is going to be Miss Laura's favorite authors.
Oh, nice.
So my budding bookworms is my 2 to 5 year olds, my toddlers through preschoolers. We meet every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:15. So this month, I'm going to bring out my favorite authors, you know, Mo Willems, uh-huh. Don't Let the Pigeon Ride the Buzz, and we're going to bring out Maurice Sendak, uh-huh. and Let the Wild Rumpus Begin, yeah. things like that. But I'm going to hold back some of them. I don't want to, you know, ruin the fun. Uh-huh. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. A lot of fun activities and a lot of laughs. I've got some really funny stuff. We do like to have registered children in this program so I can have all the materials that I need. So to register, you can visit www.perry.lib.ia.us. Click on our events calendar. You can give the library a call, 515-465-3569, or when you come to the library, speak with a librarian. We're also good at finding the families and saying, hey, sign up for our story time.
Yeah.
But for the budding bookworm story time, and also for Wee Wonders and Evening Family story time, all of my story times this month are going to have Miss Laura's favorite authors theme for this month.
There we go. Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Youth Services Librarian, Laura Pieper, at the Perry Public Library. Laura, well, now, of course, we'll get into your tween zone. These are for a little bit older of kids, and they meet on the Tuesdays.
My tween zone is for my 3rd to 5th graders. They meet Tuesdays, 3:30 to 4:30. We always have some fun activities planned. So in November, November 4th, we're making things out of tin foil. November 11th, the library will be closed for Veterans Day, so there'll no programming that day. November 18th, we're going to make clothespin puppets.
Mm.
November 25th, we're going to make trees and wreaths using buttons.
Mm.
So a lot of fun for the tween zone.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is going to be an absolute joy. Obviously, free and no registration. So thanks so much for talking about that, Laura. And as we continue to roll here, well, you got your WOW Wednesdays STEM program, and you really put the emphasis on WOW, Laura.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow. Wow. WOW was right. Because yes, I just had a WOW Wednesday the other day, and we did elephant toothpaste, cool. which is a interesting chemical concoction, and it was WOW all right.
Okay.
It made quite the mess. But that means we have a lot of fun.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's our STEM program, or STEAM. And, you know, that's our science activity. And our theme for November is Build a New World. So the month theme is all about building. Every week, I will challenge anyone who shows up to use the tools given to build a different type of structure. Put those thinking caps on. From 3:30 to 4:30 every Wednesday, we're going to be doing different challenges. So November 5th, tallest structure. Are you up for it? Let's see who can build the tallest structure using the materials provided.
Okay.
November 12th, the strongest structure. I'm going to shake it like there's an earthquake. November 19th, who can build the structure with the most rooms. And number 26, we're gonna do racing ramps.
Oh, okay.
So bring in your matchbox cars and things like that. We're gonna make ramps and race each other. We're gonna have a lot of fun in November and Walt Wednesdays. And this, again, all of our after school activities are free and no registration is required.
Absolutely, thanks for going over that. And okay, we're getting down to it, but let's not forget about the teen lounge. And so, you know, you got something for every level of kids.
That's right. I mean, when I'm the youth librarian, that means I do the programs for babies through teen. And on Fridays, I have babies in the morning and teens in the afternoon.
Nice.
So Friday afternoons from 3:30 to 4:30 is our teen lounge. And I have a great group of teens that come in. This is for 6th through 12th grades, so middle school through high school. We do something a little different every week. So in November, our first program in November, we're going to make hoop trays. And it sounds a little weird, but we got those embroidery hoops that you use to put your embroidery in to sew in. But we've taken them apart and we're going to wrap yarn around them and then glue a tray to the bottom of them and create basically a little tray.
Okay.
They look really cute. Hard to describe, but they're good. They look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
November 14th, we're going to celebrate Gnome-vember. Gnomes. So we're going to make gnomes.
I like that.
That's going to be really fun. Yeah. That's silly. November 21st, we're going to have reindeer games. It's going to be hilarious. I found some great fun games the kids are going to go crazy over.
Okay.
So even Rudolph is invited to play these games. There's a game for each of Santa's of reindeer, and there's gonna be a lot of laughs, a lot of treats, and I hope everybody shows up. I'm gonna make them wear antlers and red noses. It's gonna be hilarious. We are gonna be closed for Thanksgiving holiday on November 28th, though. So sadly, no teen programs that day.
Okay. Well, there you go. Still a lot going on. And as we finish things out, Laura, let's talk real quick about your craft kits because you have one for the kids and then also the teens.
That's right. We always have our teen and kids craft grab-and-go kits. They go fast. They really do. And that's great because that shows that people are really interested and we provide a service for the community. So our November grab-and-go teen craft kit are going to be little pillow stuffies. So the teen craft kits are located in the young adult section, right where there's a shelf, right where the CDs are. This month's kit will include supplies to make a little pillow stuffy. So that's going to be really cute. So starting on the 1st of November, they go fast. So come on in, grab one, totally free, available while supplies last. And the kids craft kit is a really cute paper bag owl, very colorful. I mean, they're colored bags. You glue on different colored wings, different colored eyes and beaks and color onto them. It's very bright and vibrant. They're a lot of fun. So this kit will include supplies to make your own paper bag owl. And the kids craft kits are located in the old card catalog next to the Kodak machine here in the library and available while supplies last.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Man, there's just so much to go through. And again, that is the Youth Services Librarian, Laura Pieper at the Perry Public Library. As Laura, thank you for covering everything here for the month of November. Really appreciate everything that you do. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun as here come the holidays.
Yes. Please come out for Art on the Prairie and for a Tiny Art Show. We're really excited.
Absolutely. Well, that is that. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.